Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start that you are not alone in this. If your child seems uninterested when you try to share stories about history or culture, if they say things like, "That's boring," or "Why does that matter?" I want you to take a deep breath and know that this is actually a beautiful sign of exactly where they are in their development. Let me tell you something wonderful that the magic book taught me. Your child isn't rejecting history or culture. What's happening is that their brilliant, curious brain is asking a very important question. They're asking, "How does this connect to my world? How does this matter to me?" And that, my friend, is not disinterest. That's actually the beginning of real learning. You see, children between the ages of 5 and 6 are in this magical phase where their curiosity is at its absolute peak. Research shows that curiosity during kindergarten actually predicts how well children will do in school later on. Isn't that amazing? But here's the key. Their curiosity isn't activated by facts and dates. It's activated by stories, by connections, by seeing themselves in what they're learning. The magic book showed me something that changed everything. When we present history and culture as dusty facts, as things that happened long ago to people who have nothing to do with us, of course it feels boring. But when we present history and culture as stories about real people who had feelings just like we do, who made choices just like we make, who faced challenges and showed courage, suddenly everything shifts. Suddenly, the past comes alive. Doctor Tyrone Howard, a wonderful professor at UCLA, discovered something so important. He found that culture matters in teaching and learning because when we use cultural connections, when we help children see themselves in what they're learning, we empower them intellectually, socially, emotionally, and even politically. We're not just teaching them facts. We're teaching them that they matter, that their voice matters, that they're part of something bigger. And here's something else that will make your heart sing. Neuroscience researchers discovered that when children are curious about something, their brains light up in the most beautiful way. The hippocampus, the prefrontal cortex, and these special reward circuits all work together to make memories stronger and learning deeper. Curiosity isn't just nice to have. It's actually how our brains are designed to learn best. So what does this mean for you and your child? It means that when your child says history is boring, they're actually giving you incredibly valuable information. They're telling you that they need the story, not just the facts. They need to see how ancient Athens connects to their own sense of fairness. They need to understand that the people who lived hundreds or thousands of years ago were just like them, with hopes and dreams and big feelings. Let me share something practical you can try tonight. Instead of saying, "Let me tell you about ancient Greece," try asking your child, "Have you ever felt like something wasn't fair? Have you ever wanted to speak up about something that mattered to you?" And when they share, you can say, "You know what? There were children just like you in ancient Athens who felt the same way. And they helped create something called democracy, which means everyone gets a voice." Isn't that wonderful? You see, when we connect historical learning to their own experiences, to their own sense of justice and fairness and voice, suddenly it's not boring anymore. Suddenly, it's about them. And children are endlessly curious about themselves and their place in the world. The magic book and I have a story that shows this so beautifully. It's called The Marble Voices of Ancient Athens, and it's about two children named Lucas and Ella who discover that ancient marble columns glow and echo with voices when children speak up for fairness. In the story, they learn that history isn't just dusty facts. It's living stories about real people who created the world we live in today. And when Lucas and Ella realize that their own voices matter just like the voices of children in ancient Athens, everything changes. After you read this story with your child, you can ask them, "What would you want to speak up about if you lived in ancient Athens? What matters to you?" And watch what happens. Watch how their eyes light up when they realize that history is actually about people just like them making choices that mattered. Here's another beautiful truth the magic book taught me. Storytelling is one of the most powerful ways humans have ever learned. Stories convey culture, history, and values in ways that forge emotional connections. Stories make abstract concepts concrete and memorable. When we tell children the story of how people lived, what they cared about, what challenges they faced, we're not just teaching history. We're teaching empathy. We're teaching connection. We're teaching them that they're part of this long, beautiful chain of human experience. And you know what else? When learning connects to children's lived experiences, to their family stories, to their community contexts, engagement increases dramatically. So talk to your child about your own family's history. Share stories about their grandparents, about where your family came from, about traditions that matter to you. Make history personal. Make culture alive. I want you to know something important, my friend. What adults sometimes perceive as disinterest is often just a mismatch between how we're teaching and how children naturally learn. Your child isn't broken. They're not difficult. They're actually showing you exactly what they need. They need narrative. They need hands-on exploration. They need connections to their own cultural capital, to their own ways of knowing. When historical and cultural learning honors children's ways of knowing, when it builds on their natural curiosity, engagement flourishes. And that's what we want, isn't it? We want our children to love learning, to be curious about the world, to see themselves as part of this beautiful, diverse human family. So tonight or tomorrow, or whenever feels right, try this. Find one story from history or culture that connects to something your child already cares about. If they love animals, tell them about how ancient Egyptians honored cats. If they love building things, tell them about the children who helped build the great cathedrals. If they love fairness, tell them about the children who marched for civil rights. Make it personal. Make it real. Make it a story. And remember, my wonderful friend, you are doing such beautiful work. Raising curious, thoughtful children is one of the most important things anyone can do. And when you honor their curiosity, when you meet them where they are, when you transform facts into stories and history into connection, you're giving them a gift that will last their entire lives. The Magic Book and I are always here for you. We have so many stories that bring history and culture to life in ways that children absolutely love. Stories that show them that the past isn't boring. It's full of adventure and courage and people just like them. With love and starlight, Inara.